I'm Claire from Eastern Hope Yoga, and this is a meditation on exploring sensation for people living with chronic pain. Before we start our meditation practice, make sure your surroundings are comfortably warm or that you have a blanket or similar available. Also, although I'll be suggesting that you remain still throughout, if you feel the need to move, don't fight it. Just adjust your position as you need to, with the least effort necessary, and then come back to stillness and back to the rest of the practice. So to begin, find a comfortable position on the floor or on a bed. You may wish to prop yourself up with a bolster or some cushions behind your back. Perhaps a blanket folded under your head to lift your forehead slightly higher than your chin, bringing a gentle, natural length to your neck. If you have lower back issues, you may feel more comfortable placing a rolled blanket under your knees, or with knees bent, plant your feet about a hip width apart and let your knees fall gently in. Otherwise, take your feet a little wider than your hips, allowing your legs and feet to settle in whatever position feels the most natural to you. Arms away from your body, and if it feels comfortable to do so, place your palms down to start establishing a tangible connection to the floor beneath you, or stay palms up, allowing a natural curl in your fingers. If your body is not comfortable lying down, you could instead sit in a comfortable and supportive chair, feet on the floor if possible, arms resting comfortably, palms up or down on the arms of the chair, however your body feels most comfortable. Gently close your eyes. Allow your jaw to fall slack. You may wish to open your awareness to all sensory experiences, but for this meditation, we're going to focus on the felt sense. Throughout the practice, notice all sensations without judgment. Just notice what is. And if you don't feel the sensation I'm suggesting, that's perfectly okay. We're all unique. Just notice what you do feel and accept it as your experience. As we start, I invite you to identify any areas of discomfort or pain. I'm not going to tell you to ignore it or try to block it out. I just invite you to notice where those areas are and accept the experience as your authentic reality. Now, in this moment, knowing that things can and undoubtedly will change over time. And although discomfort is by definition an unpleasant sensation, try to observe it as you would if you were gathering data for a research project. That is, from a place of detachment, without judgment, observing rather than experiencing. Is there a heat in the pain? A tension? A heaviness? Does the area feel tight, stretched, or twisted? Observe the sensation as if feeling it for the first time. And as you observe the sensations, does the discomfort or pain change as you're maintaining awareness of it? Does it move at all? Is there a change in the sensation as you breathe? Is your experience the same on the inhale as on the exhale? Does the area of discomfort alter as your body fills with your breath? Or as the breath is released? What sensations do you notice in the area around the discomfort? What can you feel there? Is there a definite end point, or does it fade out? If your pain tries to grab your attention during the remainder of the practice, don't try to fight it. Allow your awareness to shift. Acknowledge and accept what you feel there, and then come back to where we are. Now, can you feel the air on your skin? Is it warm or cool? And what about your breath? Where can you feel it? On the inside of your nostrils? Above your top lip? How does it feel on the inhale? And how and where can you feel it on the exhale? What's the difference between them? Can you identify that precise moment when the breath stops between the inhale and the exhale, where one has finished, but the other hasn't yet started? Don't try to control it. Just observe. Let it happen naturally. Let it come. And let it go. Notice the steady rise and fall of your belly with your breath. On the inhale, feel your belly lift as it fills. Feel your back closing the space between it and the floor or the bed. Notice how the rib cage expands in all directions. As you exhale, feel your body empty. Let the breath go almost passively. Don't force it out. Just let it go naturally. Does your belly soften as it falls? Notice how your rib cage relaxes as the air flows out. Take a few breaths and explore your sensations. Maybe you can feel a lightness in your body as you inhale, an almost weightless quality, and then a comfortable heaviness on the exhale, sinking into the ground, the ground holding you, supporting you. Feel every point of contact between your body and the support beneath. Stay here for as long as you wish. Allow yourself to fall asleep if that feels right for you. Otherwise, whenever you're ready, I invite you to lengthen your breath. And as you breathe, imagine the breath reaching all the way down to your toes, filling your legs, your hips, lifting your belly, expanding your ribs as you fill your lungs. Feel the energy of the breath run down your arms, all the way to the tips of your fingers, from your toes all the way to the crown of your head, the left side and the right side of your body, the front and the back. And when you're ready, slowly and carefully bring yourself to a seated position if you're not there already. Take a couple more breaths and allow your eyes to slowly open. One more full breath in and let it go. Thank you for taking the time to practice.